Before we get on to fishing stuff, I saw you in the paper the other day. Was it yesterday? About the weather stations?
It would have been yesterday. Yeah, it's a little bit of an initiative from Tarfish. Of course, Tarfish being the peak body for recreational fishermen and women. And so Tarfish is just an organisation that's independent to anything that likes to try and push the wheelbarrow for recreational fishers. So they've come up with a plan or with a project to put some weather buoys to deliver real-time weather information available to TasRec anglers. And we just were pushing that wheelbarrow to try and find some money to put in that wheelbarrow to get that project up. So with all the money being handed around at the election, we're only after $350,000 to put a series of weather buoys out off sort of areas like Port Sorell and Wynyard, delivering real-time weather app information that people can come. I don't know, bomb do it, but sometimes it's not real time. You've got to wait for an update, and also the weather info comes from particular spots that's not that useful to anglers. And this is very targeted information that we're looking to provide.
So, how many stations? How many buoys? Two or more?
I think there's roughly seven around the state, but I mean, there's two or three that are going to go on the northwest coast.
Yeah.
While these positions that are listed on our project paper are not set in stone, because you've got to put something down on paper so the people that are going to look at these projects can have something to look at and talk about. But we've, you know, put one off Port Sorell, projecting one off Port Sorell and one off Wynyard. Of course, that tragedy recently, where those three young people perished off Wynyard, was terrible. And you know, any time recreational fishers can have some information about the weather and what's about to happen is going to help us out when we're on the water.
Fair enough. Good luck with that. All right, let's go to the fish now. Still plenty of tuna out the front.
Oh, I know, and we tend to go on about it a bit, but it is amazing to think that these school tuna, bluefin, southern bluefin tuna, are out off the northwest coast here in such numbers, like off Burnie and Ulverston recently, last couple of days, in 30 metres. Like, if you're not careful, you're going to drive over the top of those fish to try and find fish further out. Originally, those tuna were in 40 and 50 metres, but, you know, you've got to keep your eyes peeled. They're popping up. Bryce Purton was out in a little dinghy on his own, and he deliberately went out there looking for the tuna. He kept his eyes peeled. They pop up and they feed, and then you've got the opportunity to drag a few lures through them. He was picking up fish here and there, then they'd go down for 20 or 30 minutes, but it's about having the patience. They pop up again and feed, and then you can drag lures through them. But you've got to keep your eyes peeled and just be out there. You know, if you're taking your kids out there, give them a game and tell them you give them $5 first person to spot the tuna or something. That'll keep them energised. Although $5, that's showing your age. That's not going to buy anything. You're going to have to offer them $20.
Yeah, I reckon. They'd be like, five?
Offer them $5. Yeah, they'll just go, yeah, whoopee, do that.
All right, so plenty of tuna out the front. Yeah, I saw a photo on the Advocate yesterday. A young bloke, Calum Hardy. Do you know him?
That sounds familiar, the Hardy family, but no, I don't know him personally. But yeah, what was he up to?
Oh, he caught a nice bluefin off Round Hill, Burnie, during the week.
Oh, tidy work. Yeah, that just proves that all along the coast, like the commercial fishermen have been saying, they've been out wide, long, long way on the tips, north, northeast, north, northwest, for many, many years. But for them to come right into the strait like this, it is literally amazing. These are school-sized fish, between 10 to 30 kilo, and then the jumbos, the big ones, hopefully they'll come through again a bit later on in the year.
Hmm. All right, let's move on to Flathead. A bit of action around Olvie?
Yeah, I've seen some photos for some mates, and also this chappy Adrian Brum. Now, he manages to find them in a couple of little spots just out off Ulverston here, and he starts in nice and shallow, and then works his way out to about 30 metres. But I've sometimes advocated going the other way around, which is go as deep as you can start with and then work your way home. But he's going the other way. He's starting in nice and close out of Ulverston, even out of the surf club there, and then just sneaked out until he finds the ones that are hungry.
All right, well, we'll do the tides now for Deegan Marine. So we've got a high tide at about 8 this morning, 3 metres. Saturday's high at 9 in the morning, 3 metres. Sunday's high, 5 past 10 in the morning, also 3 metres. So pretty average tides for this time of the year. So we've got southeasters 15 to 20 knots by this evening, but not too bad during the day. Seas below a metre. Saturday, northeast-northwesters getting to 20 to 30 knots in the afternoon, and the seas up to 2 metres during Saturday afternoon. And then Sunday, northwesters 20 to 30 knots and seas about 1.5 metres. So not great conditions. A fair bit of rain forecast tomorrow as well. I reckon probably if you can get a fish in this morning, that will be best. Right, now, orcas down the southwest. What about this?
Yeah, that was good fun. So a friend of mine, he was down there working commercially with some abalone divers. He tends to the abalone divers. So while they're down the bottom picking up $50 notes, he's up top tending the hoses. And a big pot of orcas come through. It was really quite cool. And he put a couple of little videos up. And it just reminds you just how amazing it is when you're on the water and how it can be, whether you're commercial fishing or recreational fishing, any time on the water when you're interacting with wildlife and the sea creatures. It's just so therapeutic, and that's one thing we must remember when we're talking about fishing. It's one thing to go fishing, but it's really good just to have some blank mind so you can just stare into the water and wait for a bite. Just so therapeutic, it's unreal. But seeing a big pot of killer whales is pretty cool. There's about 8 of them, and they're all different sizes, so it was a family of killer whales.
Very good. And they would have been hunting what? Dolphins, maybe?
Well, you're not meant to say it, but hopefully they're looking for seals. Hopefully they're trying to go and munch a hoover seals. We'd love that as recreational fishermen. Sometimes the seals give us a little bit of courage, so it doesn't hurt that sometimes the seals get a bit of their own back.
It's nature's way. Anything else you want to add?
I think we're pretty good. I just thank you for the opportunity to just ramble on.
No worries at all. It's my pleasure. All right, so plug your socials there.
Yeah, well, that's Team Penn Simrad Fishing. That's our marketing platform where we like to help and show people how to fish. So if you've got any questions, come through that and we'll answer them, no worries.
Nice work. Catch you next week.
All right. Cheers, Dan, and catch you later, listeners.